Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Nate Puderbother, Sports Update. The United States began their World Cup campaign with a bang, blasting Paraguay 4-1. It was the most goals the United States had ever scored in World Cup competition, and Fuller and Belligan was the first American since 1933 to score multiple goals in a World Cup match. The United States faces Australia on Friday. World Cup action today sees Qatar taking on Switzerland, Brazil battling Morocco, and Haiti squaring off with Scotland. The NBA tonight sees the Knicks trying to close out the NBA Finals on the road at San Antonio. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Cleveland Guardians snapped a four-game skid last night, beating the Tigers at home 3-2. Tanner Bibee struck out 8 in the win. They square off again this afternoon at 4:10. The Cincinnati Reds have now dropped 8 of their last 11 games, losing to the Diamondbacks last night 5-2. Game 2 of that series is this afternoon at 4:10 with Rhett Lauder on the mound for the Reds. Catch the action right here on The Fan. Bringing sports and weapons to the band, Ohio Sports Destination.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, The Fan's Own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Good morning and welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. Weather looks awesome today. Hopefully there are some golf plans in your future. A busy week as always in the golf world. The PGA Tour is in Canada. We'll head there in just a bit and break down the week in golf with longtime golf writer, now a contributor for Golf Channel, Ron Cyrak. This is a huge year, obviously, in Columbus for professional golf and more. We're coming off a great week up at Muirfield Village in this year's Memorial. The next leg of the Summer of Golf here in Columbus will be at historic Scioto Country Club in the U.S. Senior Open, which begins in just 2 short weeks. We'll chat with the honorary chair of this year's tournament, former Buckeye basketball great and avid golfer Michael Redd, in just a bit. And as always, we have another terrific golf prize package to give away. We'll have details on that shortly. But speaking of historic Scioto Country Club, that is where we come to you from this morning. Place looks awesome. Joined up first by PGA professionals Joe Filardo, director of golf here at Scioto, as well as PGA professional former Buckeye Jared Jones. And guys, first of all, thanks for having us. The place, more than anything, just looks fantastic. Are we ready to go here in a couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're coming right up on it. And thanks for having us, Skip. It's going to be a great morning. But the golf course is shaping up to be something special, a true test for these guys here just in a few short weeks.
Joe, let's begin with you. I mean, Scioto has undergone a fantastic restoration in preparation for the upcoming Senior Open. Take us through, if you can, all that was done. I mean, you had us out here a couple of weeks ago. All I can say is wow.
Yeah, so Andrew Green, he's about at the pinnacle of everything in golf architecture at the moment. Mm-hmm. He did our restoration in 2021. We reopened in 2022. A lot of what he did was bring those green complexes back down to grade and restore what was a Donald Ross original, and bringing the ground game back into play, allowing our members, guests, and tour players now to hit different shots into those green complexes and find success in different ways than they used to before.
What have some of the reactions been, Jared, for those who've come back and seen the restored golf course? You know, maybe some, you know, we were talking, you know, we had Gene Sowers on a couple of weeks ago talking about his win here in 16. Just seeing, you know, what his reaction is going to be when he comes out and sees this place now.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, thanks for having us on here, Skip.
Sure,
it's always
course.
A pleasure speaking with you. You know, was fortunate to play with Gene on Tuesday afternoon, and I think he's certainly surprised at the changes, but he's really enjoyed the changes, and I think there's certainly going to be a premise on fairways and greens. You know, I was asking him coming up 18. I said, how are you going to prepare in the next couple of weeks? And, you know, he's just a great Southern gentleman. And he was just like, fairways and greens, Jared, that's all I'm going to work on. I was expecting maybe more of a practice plan, but he was just keeping it consistent. And certainly with the short game and putting is going to be an important piece as well.
Some changes, while they appear subtle, Joe, are actually more than meets the eye. I mean, what's the biggest that people may not notice when they're out here? They say, well, something looks different. I can't quite tell, but they get there, and there was some major work done as far as their restoration.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest changes is the relocation back to the original place of the 17th green, our par 3. Mm-hmm. In the 60s, it was relocated across the creek, and now it's brought back as a postage stamp set up with a short yardage, relatively short, to a smaller green complex, which kind of breaks up some of those big shots that you're having mm-hmm. to hit coming down the stretch and 13, 14, 15, 16, and then you get to what feels like a gettable par 3 with a totally new green location, and you've really got to execute a good shot. Although it may be short, it really is going to put some pressure on the player.
I was teasing the guys when we were out here before. It's like, I like it. I like the other one, but I like this too. I can't quite figure out which one I like better, but I really like where it's at right now. What's been the reaction to your members and the guys that have come back and seen it?
Yeah, so our members are enjoying the golf course a lot more. They're having fun. We keep hearing the word fun around here. Uh-huh. You know, you had to execute really high, lofty shots to get on the green complexes in the prior iteration of the golf course. Now, as we were speaking before about Gene Sowers and his practice plan, you can hit other types of shots and find success any way you want to. So it really plays to any player's ability level.
Again, we're at Scioto Country Club this morning. U.S. Senior Open week begins 2 weeks from Monday. Joe Filardo, Jared Jones, the PGA professionals out here at Scioto. Guys, let's get into some of the fun part for me anyways. When will the USGA come in, if they haven't already, and start setting the course up kind of the way they like it? I mean, Jared, I know you played in the qualifier Monday at the lake. So when's the USGA going to come out here to kind of put their fingerprints on some things out here?
So they're always thinking about that type of stuff. So media day, believe it or not, when you were here, Skip, they were out in full force taking a look at every green complex and kind of coming up with a game plan for what preliminary hole locations may look like. They'll come out now more frequently, and they'll start to dive into exact slopes and locations and rotations and how to mix and match those with certain tee complexes.
I want to say 3 under was the winning score 10 years ago. I know it all depends on weather. It always does. But do you guys think similar, higher, lower, or what's the sense you get?
Yeah, I think it certainly depends on weather and hole locations. You know, playing in a major championship at Aronimink, hole locations were certainly the topic of discussion. So certainly we have a lot of different options, and to kind of echo Joe's sentiments as far as just having so many different options around the greens, you know, from a hybrid to chip putt, I think that's going to, you know, really challenge the players and see who has, you know, it's a major test. It's going to test every part of your game, which is exciting for us to watch and see.
So much history here at Scioto Country Club. We know it's where Jack Nicklaus learned the game. We'll be speaking with your club historian, Scott Miller, later this hour. But do you guys get chills? I know you work here every day, but you get chills sometimes when you think of, you know, Bobby Jones winning here, you know, 100 years ago. Just all of the great players who've walked these grounds and played. I mean, just as somebody who does what you do, do you, like, sit back and go, wow, sometimes?
It's the greatest office in America. I say it all the time. And what really gives me chills is honestly being able to showcase our club to guests that have never been here before, having the opportunity to walk them through History Hall and explain some of the history that's happened here. You know, walking out on that first tee is always a dream come true every single day. So this is something that, you know, has been a dream of mine for forever, and to be here, I'm very fortunate to.
Jared, did you get a chance to, when you were at Ohio State, did you get a chance to come play the golf course here back in the time?
Absolutely. I pinch myself every time I'm driving up the club drive. It's just with the history and certainly the respect and what we have to offer here from a facility and the learning center and where we're sitting right now. Yep. And just an incredible membership, and certainly Bob Becker and his staff just do a magnificent job. I mean, we could host the tournament tomorrow.
Right now,
how good it is.
Absolutely. Now, guys, I know everybody was hoping for one Eldrick Tiger Woods who would be eligible to play for the first time in this event. But regardless, we know it's going to be a great week. Some terrific champions walking around the grounds. Tell everybody about ticketing and parking. I mean, those are the biggest things. How do we get tickets to get in? Where in the world do we park when we get here? Because this is not like you're going to park in somebody's driveway across the street.
Right. Yeah, USGA.org, championships, U.S. Senior Open. There's a ticket button right there on the website. Takes you through SeatGeek for ticket purchasing. But we've been great partners. Ohio State's been great partners with us.
Good.
10 years ago, we had everybody parking on West Campus, schools out. But the busing situation straight down Lane Avenue to our bus depot here at Scioto is about as seamless as it could possibly be.
Last thing, what's the next 2 weeks like for you guys before things get real?
I'm getting emails from a lot of players right now that happen to be in town looking to try to get a sneak peek at this place. So a lot of practice rounds, a lot of preparations, moving some things out of some spaces so that people can kind of take over and execute a perfect championship.
Same thing, Jared, guys. Cashing in favors from
looking for some insight on the golf course for sure from some of the players. So it's we're certainly excited.
PGA professionals Joe Filardo, Jared Jones, thanks again for having us out this morning. We really look forward to being back here in a couple of weeks. For somebody like me, just love events like this and really look forward to it. Okay,
thank you, Skip.
Let's change gears right now. Get you caught up on what's happening this week in the golf world as we warm you up with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tee to Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
TPC Toronto, the site of this week's Canadian Open. American Ben James alone in the lead at 10 under par, 67-63 the first 2 days for James, who says TPC Toronto can play tough.
Yeah, it's tough. You really have to trust the lines off the tee. You know, a lot of dog leg lefts, but the fairway's kind of sloping like this, so it's kind of hard to drive the ball. And I was just really trusting my lines off the tee and really happy how I committed to each golf shot today.
A whole lot of people in pursuit. Five players a shot back of James at -9, including Sam Burns. 64-67 the first 2 days for Burns, who says windy conditions they woke up to Friday were unexpected.
When I left here last night, I was thinking it'd be nice and calm this morning, and showed up and it was blowing 30 already. So I knew it was going to be a difficult day, and I felt like if you could shoot, you know, anything under par would be a pretty good round of golf. I felt like I tried to be pretty patient and just tried to execute on the shot that we were picking, but I felt like overall just everything was pretty solid.
Four more players are two back of the lead at -8, including Brooks Koepka. 68 Friday for Koepka, who says he played great except for one wayward tee shot.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to have that tee ball back on 13. We just stood there for 10 minutes and tried to hit a low fade, and then it turned into a high draw. And just, you know, when you stand there and start thinking too long, that was kind of the issue. I'd love to have that one back. But other than that, played solid. It was fine. Ball striking hasn't been phenomenal, but putted well.
Former Buckeye Neil Shipley is at -2 to make the cut, but again, a jam-packed leaderboard, 18 guys within three of the lead, held by Ben James at 10 under par. Elsewhere in the golf world, PGA Tour champions in Des Moines, George McNeil and Scott Hend, -7, they lead by one. Korn Ferry Tour in Amarillo, Chan Kim, -9, leads by one. Former Buckeye Maxwell Moldovan, -5 to make the weekend. PGA Tour Americas in Colombia, four-way tie for the lead. Mark Goetz, Chris Crawford, Drew Doyle, and Justin Bieber, -11. They lead by one. LPGA team event up in Michigan, Celine Borgie and Polly Mack, -12. They lead by one. And speaking of team event, Curtis Cup happening out in L.A. U.S. leads 4-2 after day one. Your leaderboards were brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit them today at BMIFCU.org. Coming up, how big was Nelly Korda's win in last week's U.S. Open for women's golf? We will discuss that and more with longtime golf writer, now a contributor for Golf Channel, Ron Syrak, as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
Nice. In or out on dating somebody taller than you?
My ego wouldn't be bruised walking into places and people saying your girlfriend's so much taller than you. I don't care.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It's shaping up to be an absolutely beautiful Saturday with plenty of sunshine and warm temperatures all across the area. Highs climbing into the mid-80s today, but you're going to have a lot of sun and a pretty high UV today. So if you're heading outside, make sure you bring your sunscreen. Tonight, we're going to see a couple more clouds roll in, but staying pretty mild with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, we have a chance of rain and storms returning on your Sunday. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with the 97.1 The Fan.
Yeah, sure. You're a 20 handicap when there's money on the line. A sandbagger's paradise. You're listening to Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. Tee to Green continues live from Scioto Country Club, the site of the U.S. Senior Open. Everything gets underway 2 weeks from Monday. We have another terrific golf prize package that somebody's going to get a chance to win this week. We have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. We have balls from our friends at Titleist. Plenty of fan goodies we're throwing there for you as well. Again, no Twitter or X contest anymore, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's great prize package shortly, and hopefully it will be yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
Joined for a few minutes now by legendary golf writer, now a contributor for Golf Channel, Ron Cyrak. And Ron, let's start with the ladies. We'll get into her play here in just a moment. But from a promotional opportunity for women's golf, how huge was Nelly Korda's win at the U.S. Open last week?
Yeah, it's enormous. You know, they're looking for their star. They're looking for somebody to hang their marketing hat on. And Nelly's been the one. But the problem is she's teased this several times. In 2021, she won four tournaments, the Women's PGA Championship, also won the Olympic gold medal. Then she doesn't win at all in 22, wins only once in 23. In 24, she won seven times with a major championship, didn't win at all in 2025. Now she's out there with two majors, four wins this year, a chance to become the first person since Indy Park to win the first three majors of the year. So they need her name recognition. They need her dynamic style of play. They're a tour desperately in search of their Scottie Scheffler, and she's the best candidate.
You mentioned the peaks and valleys. What have you seen from her, Ron, that's, I guess, led her back up to this peak?
Well, you know, last year she didn't play all that badly. You know, if you looked at all of her stats, they were all very, very similar to the year before, except one, and that was shots gained around the green. She went from, like, top 10 to top 70 in that category. And she worked on that, and she improved on that this year, her chipping and putting, her save game around there. And, you know, you need that save game to keep your momentum going. You got a little birdie run going, then all of a sudden you miss a green. You got to be able to save that par, keep the momentum, and that's the step forward she's taken this year. You know, the other thing that she's got going for her is I think she's very comfortable in the spotlight. You know, she's been in the spotlight for a very, very long time now. I believe the first Open she played was in 2013. And so she knows what it's like to have to deal with media questions, to have to deal with sponsor obligations. And those are the kind of things that can derail you and knock you off track. Here's what the LPGA now needs now. They need a rival for Nelly. You know, they need, you know, a Rose Zhang or, you know, Asterisk Tally, who's a 17-year-old amateur who's just finished her senior year of high school going to Stanford in the fall. Could be that person. We thought it would be Lydia Ko. We thought it'd be Gino Titicul. That hasn't really panned out, but Nelly needs the Jack to her Arnold.
Ron Cyrak, our guest this morning, Tee to Green here on The Fan. And Ron, this is such an incredibly busy summer of professional golf here in the state of Ohio, really the city of Columbus. We're just coming off the Memorial Tournament last week. We're at Scioto Country Club this morning, which will host the U.S. Senior Open here in a couple of weeks. As someone who's covered the game all around the world, what are your thoughts on Scioto?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Scioto, anything that's got a connection to Jack Nicklaus has instant credibility. You know, it's got that bit of history to it, and it's just got the history of being a tremendous golf course. My only disappointment about the Senior Open this year is when Tiger first had his later batch of problems. Sure. I was sort of hoping that that CUS Senior Open would be where he would make his senior debut and return. I know he wants a Senior Open because six players have won three different USGA championships. Nobody's won four. If Tiger got it, he'd have the Junior, the Amateur, the Open, and the Senior Open. I know how much he appreciates history, and I know how badly he would want that.
Well, there's no doubt that Scioto Country Club here has great, great history when you think about all the championships that have been played here. But, you know, speaking of venues, staying here in the state of Ohio, you know, kind of some under-the-radar news that the Senior Players Championship will be moving to California next year, meaning, you know, kind of an end of an era for our friends at Firestone, you know, up the road in Akron. You know, I know it's about the sponsors. I get it. But, you know, how sad is it for a venue
venue, you know, like Firestone, which has hosted so many events the past 72 years, to now, you know, not have one?
The first professional golf tournament I was ever at was the 1966 American Golf Classic at Firestone. And my local guy named Arnold Palmer won the tournament that year.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I remember it had the first 600-yard hole in golf there, the 16th hole, I believe. It is sad. I love iconic venues. I think if you look at every sport, those sports that preserve history the best are the ones that have the most loyal fans. And I think it's sort of, it's sad to be losing that venue. I hope that it gets something back somewhere down the road.
Well, we know change is also coming to the PGA Tour schedule next year. We knew some events would likely be eliminated as a result. We've heard the news of a possible tiered event schedule. Where do you think this is all heading, Ron?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I always thought one of the great strengths of the PGA Tour was, you know, in this era of a baseball player can sign a 7-year, $200 million contract, go out and hit 237, is still going to get paid every penny of that contract. The fact that golf tournaments had cuts and that you don't make a cut, you don't get a check, fans always liked that about it. And the trend to limited field, no-cut events with guaranteed money to everybody involved, I don't think is going to be good for the game long term. I think it's short-sighted. It was a short-sighted response to live golf, you know, and they're creating their version of that. And I think the two-tiered event the ideas that I've seen floated around out there, they're talking that, say there's 70 players in a field, only 120 of the about 290 players with PGA Tour cards would be eligible to even get into that 70-person field.
Sure.
So it doesn't have that door open for, I love Monday qualifiers on the PGA Tour. I love the fact that number 156 in the field, the depth of talent is such on the PGA Tour, number 156, the last guy in the field, has a chance to win on any given week. And that happens occasionally.
Sure.
And I don't like moving away from that.
Well, Ron, last thing, the U.S. Open is next week at Shinnecock. Obviously, great history there. How do you think the venue will play? And I guess what type of week do you expect?
Yeah, you know, I think week in and week out, day in and day out, Oakmont's the hardest golf course in the United States, except when the wind blows. Then it's Shinnecock. Mm. So if they get some wind coming off the Atlantic next week, you're going to see some high numbers there. It's very, very difficult golf course to work your way around, to think your way around. It's the kind of golf course that can frustrate you. But you know, you look at it in 2018, the last time it was there, Brooks Koepka won it, and Tommy Fleetwood was second. Those are two of the kind of shot makers who do very, very well at Shinnecock. The interesting thing to keep your eye on is there have been a couple times that I've been there, and I think I've done four at Shinnecock. There have been a couple of opens there with the USGA. You know, they like to get the golf course right on the edge. And if the weather turns against them, they can lose it. And twice I was at Shinnecock, and they lost it. The greens were running like the Long Island Expressway, and you get that wind blowing, that's tough.
See those guys out there with the hoses, remember?
Yep, exactly. Number seven green, the Redon Green, they couldn't keep a par. It's a par three everybody's making five on.
Sounds like me, everyone. Legendary golf writer
Ron Cyrak. Ron, we always appreciate your time. We'll be looking for you on Golf Channel, okay?
Talk to you down the road, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, let's go ahead and give away this week's golf prize package. We have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. We have balls from our friends at Titleist. Some fan goodies we're throwing in the box for you this week as well. Caller number 9 right now, 614-821-9710, 614-821-9710. Caller 9, if you or any member of your household has not won in the past 30 days, caller 9 and good luck. All right, coming up, more from Scioto Country Club as we will chat with the honorary chair for the upcoming U.S. Senior Open, former Buckeye basketball great and golf junkie Michael Redd. Michael, join us next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
Just when you thought afternoons couldn't get any dumber.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Your home for dumb. The Fan. Chip and Dom to Barry. Dom remembers when Bo was a young whippersnapper. And Bo remembers when Dom wasn't part ape.
And then Yolanda one time wanted to wax my knuckles.
Tuesdays with to Barry.
Sponsored by Green & Sons.
Tuesdays at 10:30 on The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Back to Central Ohio's premier golf show with Skip Mossick. This is Tee to Green on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. Congratulations to Kevin in Galloway. Kevin was caller 9, picks up the round out of the Virtues, balls from Titleist, fan goodies, and more. So, again, congratulations to Kevin. We'll have another great prize package for you coming up next week. All right, favorite part of the show, let's hit the range.
You are listening to Tita Green's On the Range.
Joined on the range here at Scioto Country Club by former Buckeye great avid golf nut Michael Redd, who is the honorary chair for the upcoming U.S. Senior Open. And, you know, Michael, you've always been such a great ambassador for Central Ohio, obviously Ohio State. How did this come to be with you being asked to be the honorary chair for this tournament?
You know, it's a great question, Skip, that I do not have the answer to still to this day. I am living a dream, and I tell you, when the call came in, I was completely overwhelmed by the choice as a former basketball player being an ambassador of a golf tournament. And but, you know, so grateful to be have chosen to represent our city and the championship, obviously. I have a deep love for golf, as most know, and I think that is one of the culprits. But certainly there's a lot of people that could have been chosen to do this, and I'm grateful that it was me.
Well, Michael, Central Ohio, you know, obviously we're coming off the Memorial Tournament last week. The Scarlet Course at Ohio State hosted the Corn Ferry event, the Nationwide Children's Championship each fall. You know, now we had a major championship here at Scioto to the mix this year. I mean, you're from here. Why do you think Columbus embraces golf the way it does?
Well, number one, it's the home of Jack Nicklaus. So enough said with that. And I think most people don't realize how much of an incredible golf community Columbus is. Some of the best golf in the Midwest, if not the country, resides here in Columbus. So the tournament certainly shines light on that. And obviously with all of what's going on in Columbus, from the crew to Memorial to Ohio State, football, basketball, sports, Blue Jackets, on, the city is really a great sports town. And so there's no surprise where there's incredible support for the major tournament.
When many think of Michael Redd, they obviously think about basketball. Michael, I'm sure you were a hoops junkie growing up, but were you a golf fan at all as a kid? And I guess, when did the golf bug bite you?
Great question. Obviously, living in Columbus, you know of Jack Nicklaus, the John Cooks. I didn't know anything about golf beyond that, but I will say, after my rookie year in the NBA, I started playing. And, you know, just became a real, passionate lover of the game, obviously because of the component that you can always be competitive no matter what age. And there is something about hitting the ball and seeing it go straight, right? And so for me, it's a game that you can play for the rest of your life. I started when I was 21 years old playing, and 25 years later, I look back at it and say, wow, it was one of the best decisions I've made. The relationships I've made on the course, the aspect of nature, all of that plays in a part of my passion with the game.
Well, Michael, during that time frame was, you know, right when Tiger Woods was at his heyday, where he was number one for so long. He was everybody's follow at the time. Were there any others besides Tiger, though, that you liked to follow when you first got into the game?
Yeah, I think a lot of these guys that I followed are actually going to be in the U.S. Senior Open here in Columbus. Yeah. And when you think about, obviously, Tiger making golf cool in the early 2000s in such a unique way, that was certainly influential on my decision to play golf. The BJ Singhs, the Ernie Els, the Henrik Stensons, the Patrick Harringtons, the Retief Goossens, the list goes on and on. Ian Poulter's, like all these great players I followed once I started playing, and to be able to have the opportunity to meet them in a few weeks is going to be really, really cool.
You mentioned you started getting into it when you were in the NBA, Mike. When you were playing professionally, who were some of your teammates or NBA peers that you'd get out there on the golf course with?
Yeah, it's a great question. Certainly Ray Allen was a huge influence on me playing golf. In fact, Ray introduced me to the game and was a great player and still a great player in his own right. Benny Del Negro comes to mind as a great player. And there's a lot of guys who play, Terry Porter, on and on and on. Michael Jordan, obviously, is well known how much he loves golf, and he has his own golf course now, right? So a lot of athletes begin to pick up the game in the 90s, and Jerry West, incredible golfer. So there's a lot of NBA players, most notably now with Steph Curry now being the most notable now.
Well, Michael, when I saw you out on the golf course, you know, for the very first time, you know, many years ago, you could hit it a mile, but like most of us, you could be a little wayward at times. When did you really start to get better? You get your handicap down to a one now.
Yeah, I will say there's a few people that have contributed to that. I spent a lot of time early in my golf career with Jerry Hammond. Jerry, obviously nationally known, locally celebrated for his ability to teach the game at a high level. And then the Clark Kellogg's, the Ronnie Stokes, and the Troy Taylors were guys I played with for years. And they used to beat me all the time, and because they could count on me hitting the ball out of bounds at least two or three times in a round, which would cost me my score. So that motivated me to get the ball more in the fairway and be more precise with the driver and so on and so on. So those guys used to tease me, but they really made me better players by playing with them.
Michael, is it tough for someone who's 6'6 to get fitted for clubs, and I guess tougher for some of your former teammates who are even taller than you?
Yeah, well, Jerry Lucas has the longest clubs I've ever seen, and we know how tall he is. And so, but it is different. It's different for taller guys to stay compact. There's a lot of movement with being taller. You have to really work at it. And that's something I've tried to work at as far as being more compact and being more precise in my game. And, you know, if I had to think about the most important aspect of my game, I think it's the driver. If I'm in play, I have a chance to score. So really focused on that. And, it's been a process. And, I've been enjoying the journey.
The U.S. Senior Open again here at Scioto in a couple of weeks. Let me ask you about Scioto, Michael. Were you familiar with Scioto growing up as a kid? I mean, the history here, and I guess, what did you think? What were your impressions of the first time you were out there and the first time you played?
Yeah, I used to drive by Scioto all the time living on the west side of Columbus. So it's a really full circle moment for me to be hosting at Scioto Country Club. And have always wished to have played there. I started playing there many, many years ago. And Scioto is such a magical place. There's not a blade uncut. Ability to see it so manicured beautifully, and the greens, and it's just a wonderful place that the U.S. Open is lucky to be at.
Again, Scioto Country Club will be hosting the U.S. Senior Open. Hard to believe we're just 3 weeks away. Michael Redd is the honorary tournament chair, and Mike, I assume you'll be around and visible throughout tournament week for the fans to come up and say hello to, no?
Yeah, I will be. I will be. Certainly look forward to seeing the fans and obviously seeing the players and getting behind-the-scenes access and seeing how the tournament's ran, and I know Scioto's primed and run an incredible tournament, and just looking forward to being a fan that week of all these great players and legends that will be there. And obviously, it's always important for me to stay connected to our fans and people here in Columbus.
Well, you can tell we've known each other a while. We can do a full segment with Michael Redd, not talk 1 second of basketball. Former Buckeye great Michael Redd. Mike, thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
We got plenty of time to talk about basketball for sure, Skip. Thank you.
All right, again, always good to visit with the great Michael Redd, who can talk a lot more than just hoop. Mike knows his golf. All right, coming up, such incredible history here at Scioto. Scott Miller is the historian here at the club and will fill us in on what, some of what makes this place so special. That is next as Tee to Green continues. We're at Scioto Country Club this morning here on The Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning Juice is now live on YouTube.
Join Bobby Carpenter and Jeff Thedoff weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
Just search 971 The Fan to catch the live experience or watch on demand.
The Fan. T-Bone and Tybus are everything you want in a delicious breakfast. Lots of empty calories, no nutritional value.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan. Miss it, Noonan. Miss it. This is Tita Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan.
And welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's show, simply download the Tita Green podcast wherever you find your favorite podcast. Just search Tita Green and be sure to hit subscribe. Final segment this morning from historic Scioto Country Club, who will be hosting the U.S. Senior Open for the third time here in just a couple of weeks. Tournament week begins 2 weeks from Monday. Scott Miller is the club historian here at Scioto, which has hosted, you know, other major championships and matches over the years. And Scott, tell us about the first one. I mean, 100 years ago, it wasn't called the U.S. Open at the time, but it is referred to it now, back in 1926.
Thank you, Skip. Thanks for having me today. Yes, it was called the National Golf Championship back in 1926, and we were fortunate enough, only 10 years old, to have a major tournament that the world descended upon Scioto Country Club. And again, we're pretty fortunate for the winner as well, Bobby Jones.
The champion, yeah. People may have heard of one Bobby Jones who won it that year. But that was not the end as far as major events happening here. Tell us about, you know, the Ryder Cup of 1931.
Yeah, right following the U.S. Open, we had a thirst for more world championship golf, and we were lucky enough to host the 1931 Ryder Cup, which was at the time just Great Britain versus the United States. Mm-hmm.
And then some decades passed, almost 20 years, PGA Championship in 1950 would have been next in line.
Yeah, so we after World War II, we hosted the PGA Championship, and at that time, the PGA Championship was a match play event. Mm-hmm. So I think it transferred to stroke play about 7 years later, but we hosted that. Sam Snead, Lloyd Mangrum, a lot of the greats of golf played here at Scioto Country Club.
We know one in particular from Central Ohio, from not too far away from here, the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus. So this is where he learned the game. I mean, how cool is that, to just to know that feather in the cap of this place, knowing that this is where the great one, he very first picked up a golf club, first learned how to play.
Yeah, and it's all connected, Skip. It's in 1926, Jack Nicklaus's father, Charlie Nicklaus, mm-hmm. attended that 1926 U.S. Open, and then subsequently brought Jack to the 1950 PGA, and you could trace this connection back to wow. a great career, obviously from Jack Nicklaus.
USAM was here in 1968, and obviously this is the third time the U.S. Senior Open will be played here at historic Scioto Country Club. And again, how much do people around here, you know, just say, yeah, it's pretty cool that we've been able to host all these events.
Right. So in 2 weeks, this will be our seventh major championship or major golf event. Five with the USGA. We've had the PGA and the Ryder Cup as well. I mean, we're just so lucky in Central Ohio. I did some math the other night. We've had 63, including 50 memorial tournaments. Mm-hmm. We've had 63 major golf events in Central Ohio in the last 100 years.
So much restoration was done to this golf course. I mean, we talked with Joe Filardo and Jared Jones earlier this hour, but you know, man, the entire property just screams history. Strange question. Is there anything the same from when this place was first, you know, brought up? I mean, we're sitting in a brand new, beautiful building here right now, but is there anything that's the same as it was, you know, back in the early 1900s?
That's a great question. When Andrew Green started the researching the history of the club, we focused on a drawing, or actually a aerial photo of the 1926 golf course, and he based this restoration on that aerial photo. And I'll tell you, there's a few holes that are almost spot on. Number 5 comes to mind. Number 9 comes to mind of holes that were almost identical to what they were in 1926.
When people are here, Scott, for the tournament in a couple of weeks, who might have a great appreciation for golf history, what would you recommend for them to go see?
Well, if they're able to enter the clubhouse, we have a great history hall, and it highlights from beginning to all the way through the 2016 U.S. Senior. So I'd recommend they do that. But there's so many great viewing spots on this golf course, and if you look at the photos from the early days, it doesn't look that different out there.
My grandparents lived across the street on the Cambridge. They're, you know, off of number one. I remember as a kid always peeking over the stone wall and saying, man, I just would love to get in and see what that place is all about. Just appreciation of the beauty. You're here all the time. You still get goosebumps when you start thinking about all of the great players who have played here.
I sometimes daydream, like, if I could go back in time, what year would I do it? And I think I would land on that 1926. I'd love to see Bobby Jones come down the stretch. He made a birdie on 18 to win it by one. I mean, I do get chills, Skip.
We only have a minute, so I'll preface it with that. But, you know, obviously a historian here at Scioto Country Club. Do you have a favorite story that you like to share with people, especially those who come here for the very first time?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many little vignettes that we talk about. I think my favorite story is the 1926 Senior Open or U.S. Open. Bobby Jones fell ill on after his second round, and he talked to one of our members who was a doctor, and he gave him a tonic or something for it was probably like Pepto Bismol back in the day, but Bobby comes
castor around, oil back in the day, yeah, whatever.
Bobby turns around and wins on Saturday, and he ended up giving that golf ball to the doctor, and we still have it showcased in our trophy case here.
It is amazing. Again, what are the people around here most excited about as far as hosting another major event here in just two short weeks?
Well, I think it just furthers our tradition of hosting major championship golf and sharing our golf course with the golf community. We can't be more excited.
Scott Miller, again, is the historian here at Scioto Country Club. Scott, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the stories, and I guess enjoy tournament week here in just two short weeks away, okay?
Thank you, Skip. Thanks for having us.
Again, thanks to everybody here at Scioto Country Club for hosting us here this morning. PGA Professionals, Joe Filardo and Jared Jones. Also, Ron Syrak for hopping on with us. And this year's honorary chair, former Buckeye basketball great Michael Redd. So a lot coming up here. Just two short weeks. We look forward to being back here at Scioto Country Club. Tournament week again begins 2 weeks from Monday. That'll put a wrap on this week's show. Fan Sports Saturday is next. Reds Diamondbacks later today. For Nate Puderball, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy the golf this weekend. Coverage on our sister station, 10TV, begins this afternoon at 3 p.m. We will talk to you again next Saturday morning for another edition of Tee to Green right here on The Fan.
In church next Sunday to save me from those double bogey blues.
Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on the Buckeye Show. News, special guests, and everything Scarlet and Gray.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
ChumbaCasino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.